I thank God for my mother. And most of you were absolutely perfect children. You never did hurt Mama in any kind of way. You always did what she wanted you to and everything else. That's not true of me and Charles, though. I'm thankful for Mama. I don't know why I was just sitting there thinking about Mamas who are not here today. The reason I started doing this every year was because over in the old building, we did it the first time we did it. We were on the radio, about the second year we were ever on the radio on Mother's Day. And so many of you remember that. You came and testified. And Larry Benson came. And many of you remember Larry. A lot of you don't know Larry. Larry was a member of our church. And he's in heaven now, was killed in a car wreck. Larry, he was a little bit slow mentally. But he got up, his mother, Ms. Gladys, only had one arm. And she raised three boys, I believe it was, wasn't it? Wasn't it three boys? Farmed and worked around and everything else with just one arm. Larry got up and testified about his mama. God just really blessed it. Been on the radio now 20 years, a little over 20 years on this Benson Grove Baptist Church hour. I got more phone calls that week than any other program we've ever put on the air. And 99% of them were calling about Larry Benson's testimony and how it spoke to them. I was thinking about, I have a text. Let me read a text. I do have a text, believe it or not. Most of them don't have a title, but I do at least have a text when I get ready to read. But I want to read in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm not preaching. I'm just reading real quick, make a couple of quick comments. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and then thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. I was thinking about third generation faith. Paul said, when I remember you and your faith, I think back, and he said, I think about your grandmother that had that unfeigned faith. And I think about your mom, Eunice, three generations of faith. I want to do this, and I'm not preaching. I'm just doing something right. I want Ms. Lee Langdon. Did she slip? No, she's right here. Brother Bobby, you and Ms. Lee stand, will you? Will you stand? And then Robert, would you stand? And I don't know if Jan's there. I don't know who's there. Megan, is Megan there? This is three general. And how about Nate? And are they there this morning? Amen. And Ben, is Ben in here? Is he in children? Ben, that's Ben standing, okay. That's four generations right there of faith. I want to thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless y'all. Thank you so much. Ms. Frances, Barbara, and Barry, will y'all stand? Amen. Joe Barry is standing, and Tabitha or at the back. Jana, will you stand? And Phil, stand with her. I see Aaron back there. Aaron, will you stand with and them? Taylor was over there. Where's Taylor? Chase and Taylor? They had to go out. And Chris and Katie, you stand. I tell you what, all that crowd right there stand up. Amen. Barry can't remember all their names, and how come I remember putting them all together? Look here. Here's another four. Did you have the little baby here this morning, I thought, didn't you? No. Five generations. That's five, isn't it? Five generations. Am I counting right? Five generations? Six generations. Let's thank the Lord anyway. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. It works. If you live for God, does that mean you won't have problems? Not. Barry and I have talked together, prayed together, and about so many things. over 20 years. And one thing we agree on, every family in this church has had problems. Every one of us. All of us have. Because we're all human, and all of our children and grandchildren are all human. You're going to have that. You're going to have problems and things. But I'm going to tell you something. This business of unfeigned faith works. I want to show you, I'm going to read, I thought said one verse, and really I'm reading one, but it's got two parts to it. Go back to 1 Timothy, rather. 1 Timothy, let me read this to you, and I promise you I'm not going to be that long. In 1 Timothy, look at chapter 4 and verse 6, and it said this, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ." He's writing to Timothy. "Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, wherein thou hast attained." He's writing to Timothy. And he said, "Timothy, your faith," it was a connected word, "words of faith." That's the word of God. This is Greater Bible Study Month. And what I wanted you to understand was that this unfeigned faith, now let me quickly tell you what unfeigned faith is. It means faith with no hypocrisy about it. Years ago, Brother Avery Rogers explained it to me when he was sharing some things. And he said, it literally is a phrase, the Greek word there is a phrase that the potters used or people in the marketplace used. And it means without wax. What's that got to do with faith? Faith without wax. Because most of the wares were made out of pottery, of course. And people of, questionable character would do, they'd have a piece of pottery that may have a crack in it. And what they do is they take heat wax and they'd fill that crack up with wax. And then they'd paint over it, a cover over it. And they'd sell it as a good piece of product. But it was feigned. It means that it had wax in it. And when heat hit it, it would go away. And he said of them, of Eunice and Timothy's grandmother and of Timothy himself, he said their faith had no wax in it. That means when the heat came, when the trouble came, when the problems come, it stands the test of the fire. Because you're going to go through the fire. You're going to have some tough times. But if your family will stay faithful to the Word of God and walk with God with unfeigned faith with no hypocrisy in it, based solely on the Word of God and the trust of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the fire comes in your family, you'll be able to stand. It's not very pleasant. You have to go through the fire. The Hebrew children were in that fiery furnace, burned off all the rope, but they had to go through the fire. And he testified in the Old Testament, "We've been through the flood, we've been through the fire, but you brought us out on the other side." You're going to go through it, but that your faith will sustain you. Just trust the Lord. I want to say again as pastor, what a blessing. This church is not this building. Thank God for this building, but you're the church. And I see you grow. I see the families grow. Somebody wrote me a little note this week after I had a little episode last week and said, "You got to take care of yourself. We want you to be our pastor for another 20 years. Y'all know that I'll be 90 years old. I'm really not sure I want a pastor when I'm 90 years old. But I love you and I want to hang around as long as I can. But my wife told me the other day, she said, "Do you understand that a lot of the young girls you're married now, you're the only pastor they've ever had?" And can I tell you that just like Jeannie was talking about, somebody said about Ms. Gwen, that's my mama. This is my family. And you are my family. And I'm thankful for every mother here. Let's stand together and have prayer. Our Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us. And God, we do know that, Lord, that unfeigned faith, faith without hypocrisy works. Doesn't mean we don't have problems. Doesn't mean we won't have heartaches. Doesn't mean that we don't fail you, that we don't sin. But God, it means that that our faith will carry us through the fire. It'll carry us through the storms. We're going to have plenty of them. We'll have some of sickness, some of financial problems, some of moral problems. all kind of problems. But Lord, there's a faith that'll carry us through the fire. God, I pray, God, that you'd help that to be real in all of our lives. And Lord, we pray that not only second and third and fourth, but fifth generation faith will be a reality because our children, our grandchildren, over a period of time have watched us and know we're real, know the truth of the Word of God, and we put in their heart life. Thank you for the joyous privilege this morning, our Father, dedicating Lord Adeline to you this morning. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for her. Thank you for Brandon and for Melissa, for Brother Donnie and for Brandon's family, for Cynthia. And Lord, we do thank you for the great heritage of so many moms, Lord, that we know in heaven now. Lord, I could just go on and on and on. I think about Ms. Doris and look across here and see, Lord, Jimmy and Judy and AJ and the family and all the rest of them. Lord, thank you for a great heritage of faith. Thank you, our fathers. I look around this building and see Ricky and Craig and think about the great heritage of faith in their family and all the rest of them. And Lord, Keith's here this morning with his grandma. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the heritage of faith in Brother Paul and Miss Peggy. And God, I pray, God, that, Lord, that there's a faith that'll carry us through the fire when those hard times come. And God, I pray you'd help us to love one another, pray one for another, and support one another. Lord, I'm thankful for your mercy and grace in Jesus' name.